If you listen to these audio boos, I know that you're a clever person. You're no idiot. And you know that social media, search engines, and deep linking have all helped to reduce the importance of your homepage in the overall scheme of things. However, that doesn't stop everybody else wanting to put content on it. Many homepages have become unusable, haven't they, because of the demands from across the organisation to be featured on the homepage, and they end up being really busy and complicated and overwhelming. And this damages your brand, it drives users away, and it demoralises you as the person that has to work on the site. How then can you persuade stakeholders not to overburden the homepage? Well, one of the approaches that I use is I run a homepage workshop. Actually, admittedly, calling it a workshop does make it sound fancier than it is. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm getting all of those people interested in having content on the homepage in the room together, and I run through a fairly simple exercise, really. I start by explaining that users have limited attention. There's loads of material you can refer to if you need to be able to justify that. But normally, people accept it fairly easily. And then what I say is that I'm going to represent the fact that users have limited attention by assigning the group 20 points of user attention. Each element added to the homepage costs a minimum of 1 point of attention. So logo, search box, navigation, news, products, anything like that, all cost 1 point to add to the page. I allow them to then add those elements to the homepage using their points. Once they've done that, I show them the Yahoo and the Google homepage, right? I ask them which they feel is more effective, and without fail, people always say Google. When I ask them why, they'll tell you that it's clearer and more obvious what to do. I then tell them that they've just created something like Yahoo. They've spread their user attention across all of these different elements, just like Yahoo does, while Google, on the other hand, focuses all of their points on search. I then ask them to go away and reassign their points. This time, they should spend more points on elements that they want users to pay more attention to. For example, Google has spent the vast majority of its user attention points on the search box. This is where things get really interesting, but you need to just sit back and relax and watch what goes on. Allow those involved to discuss and debate how best to spend their points. They will quickly discover that in order to focus attention on more important things, it means dropping some elements entirely. Essentially, what you're doing is forcing them to prioritise their content and teaching them about the importance of a strong visual hierarchy. It also prevents you from becoming piggy in the middle and the person that receives all these contradicting requests about what should be most important on the homepage. So there you go. That's my little tip for helping people to realise that you can't just shove everything on the homepage. What techniques and tricks do you use to teach people about web best practice? If you've got similar kind of techniques to this, share them in the comments below, and maybe I will pass them on in a future audio boo.